The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Let's get ready to rumble!
When was the last time we recorded?
Last Friday.
So we're doing good. It's Friday. It's a week.
I know. Can
Holy
you believe?
Shit.
Can you believe it? It's not just Friday.
It's Black.
It's Black Friday. Or as Joe in Dallas would say, Friday.
Or as Big Fatty would say, Black Friday.
No, there's been this Walmart commercial running.
No, it's not Walmart.
It is Walmart.
It's Target.
No, it's Walmart because I paid attention last time.
Okay.
But anyway, where the woman that's a legend for Black Friday and the other two women are talking about it, and they're like, she even named her kid Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, that is Walmart. I thought you were talking about the crazy Target lady.
Mm-mm. So every time that one comes on, I think of Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he had a nice holiday with all of the fixings.
I'm sure he did.
And all the bacon he could eat.
I'm sure he had some pig.
I'm sure he had some fisting festivals after, too. Oh, I miss Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online!
A woman that's a legend for Black Friday.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1259 of the BFO for Black Friday, the 23rd of November 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Little show. Y'all, she's back. Yo, yo, yo. Hi, everyone. Big Fatty, you forgot to call him something. Hello, shoppers. Big Fatty, that sucked. Yes, it did. Hi, everyone. I hope your Black Friday is going well. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard those kids over there from the now defunct No Wire Hangers. That's J.C. Marple, everybody's favorite rapist, and Kaba. And y'all, they were talking about Black Friday. And so, y'all, I thought I'd just throw that in there just so you could hear their vocal talents. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, I forgot to mention on yesterday's little show, y'all, that was Freak Quincy and Mr. Bad Jangles. And, y'all, they were at the Thanksgiving Day parade when the Bergwater balloon came by. So y'all, I just want to say thank you to them, and I hope they'll take my apologies. And y'all, I hope you'll take my apology, because I've brought back yo the Vons. Y'all, the Vons is back with me today.
Yo,
say
yo,
hello,
yo.
Vons.
Hey.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, I know you still hate that.
Uh-huh.
Y'all, it is Black Friday. Y'all, did you get up at the crack of dawn, Vera? Or were you still up at the crack of dawn from drinking with Digger and T. Wiggles?
There isn't enough alcohol in the world to numb the feelings of aggravation that I have been experiencing. So I just haven't stopped drinking, basically. I just haven't. I think I slept. I don't know. I was having, either that or I blacked out, but I was having strange hallucinations. And
don't, the word of advice?
Yes.
At our age, don't black out around a Digger.
No. That's so. If he doesn't take care of you right away, he'll put one of his cards in your pocket.
Right, you get a toe tag, you know. So, now Black Friday. I know you hate crowds and people and all that kind of stuff. So I think I already know the answer to this question. You don't ever do the Black Friday thing,
never,
right? Or did at one time.
Never have. Now, you know, to me, I never understood the term. What it meant until I would say that maybe the past 5 years. And I don't think the term Black Friday was that popular when we were young. I don't remember it being around when we were young.
No, I don't. I think it was just the day after Thanksgiving sale.
And yeah, and they weren't that big, frankly.
No, I mean, and they started at regular business hours.
Yeah, so no, we're not big. The thing is, once we discovered online shopping, I mean, any excuse to not have to deal right. with the crowds and with
what? Oh, have you frozen what? Up? Okay. Well,
yeah, we both froze, but I figured I'd just continue talking.
Yeah, we'll just continue talking, y'all. We're doing a Google Hangout again, and you know, technology. Oh, well, this may be a good
segue
into technology, because I know that if there's one thing that the elderly, and I put myself in that category when it comes to technology, there's one thing that I really feel old.
Yes.
I really feel old. It's with technology. Now, last week on Wednesday. I got up Wednesday morning and expecting my show from Walnut Hills and nada. And would you like to explain yourself?
I fucking hate technology. Now, what happened is every time I do the same thing, Fatty, every time. That's the only way that I can continue to do this shit is by rote repetition.
Correct.
I press this button first. I press that button second. I wait for that little bar to go across the screen. I press that button, and it's ready to go. I do the same fucking thing every single time, but for whatever reason, I don't know why. I did everything the same, clicked the little button, and the next morning, there was no show. It was nothing I did. It was nothing I wanted to do. There was just no fucking show.
And, y'all, the same thing happens to me. And that's why I have a patron saint.
Yes, you're very, very fortunate in that.
But you have lots of lovies that help you out also.
I do.
So.
I do. I don't have one on staff like you do, though. You're
Well,
you're,
it's true.
Yes.
But, you know, it... I always hate when I see there's an update.
Because it's going to be something
Because it's
new.
Like, oh, fuck, is it going to change the way something looks? Is it going to, that button used to be over here, and now that's over there now, and now I'm going to have to go, I hope I did that right.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That just happened to me with this goddamn, wherever I post this fucking show, GoDaddy, I think is where I post it. They decided to fancy up their interface, and all of a sudden this screen pops up. I have no fucking, it's pretty and new. Where's my goddamn button on the left? It's now gone. It's replaced by a slide bar on the right. Just fucking shoot. You can't do that to old people. We like rocking and keeping warm.
I have to say this. You have to admit, despite being old, you know, let me just make sure I press record. Okay, I did.
Good, yes. Yes, that'd be good.
Because, you know, I've done that before, too.
Uh-huh, to
but,
me.
Right.
We lost our entire 20s.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've really come a long way in our lifetime as far as technology goes.
And having to learn shit.
Well, right, but
we had to learn how to use the push button phone, Fatty, because before then it was all dials.
We had to learn to use a calculator.
That's right, absolutely.
Right, and I mean, yo, there was a time when you had a slide rule, or a pencil and a piece of paper if you needed to do math.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you know, I look back, and there's so many things that people, young people nowadays, have no idea. Y'all, we had an old IBM Selectric typewriter in our office just to type envelopes on, just because sometimes it was easier just to put it in there than to try to figure out how to orient it in the printer, you know?
And in my working days as a secretary, that's what I used. I used an IBM Selectric typewriter with a different round little things
right.
that you put on to
and
change
that was,
the font.
And that was, oh, that was technology.
You bet.
You could change the font.
You bet. You had
right.
to change
and,
the
and,
ball.
And you had the eraser key?
Yeah, because you had a little strip of white tape that went along with the black ribbon that would take off the black. It was wonderful.
Right,
it was fancy.
You didn't have to use the whiteout.
That was high tech.
Or the typewriter eraser with the little brush on the end.
Yes,
of it.
So you
remember
don't,
that?
Yes, so you get crumbs off of your paper. Absolutely.
Right. You know.
No, they don't. As I said yesterday, or I don't know when on my show, but I was talking about my eldest sister. Whenever a popular song would come out, she'd immediately run out and buy the 45. And I thought, as soon as I said that, how many people are not going to know what the fuck a 45 is? They think it's a bullet.
Right.
You know? So many, and it changed for, it seems in our lifetime, the changes have come very, very rapidly. They were slow for growing, and then all of a sudden, things started just going insane with progress in the way we communicate. And
well, when we were children, I think they were slower. And
well,
then
everything was slower.
I mean, even in college, I'm sorry, say that again?
Everything was slower. Can you hear
correct.
Me, darling? Did you have a mini seizure, a little stroke?
I had
something.
I did.
Minor.
It was just a small one, okay. But that's okay. We're used to those.
Yes, and the corner of your mouth is only curling down a little bit, so you'll be okay.
But I mean, even in college, when I took a computer class, it was for us to do punch cards.
Absolutely, data entry was all. Punch cards.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was punch cards. And at the end of the semester, you threw your big stack of punch cards after you checked your grade, of course.
Uh-huh.
You know, you know, and made a big fucking mess. Mm-hmm. Y'all, people don't even know what a fucking punch card is now. So, but ever since college, it's just been, whoa.
Well, you know, and it seems, I don't know if it's us getting older or things are really, truly moving faster, because I am stunned at the steps that are made yearly. The thing, you know, that your cell phone immediately is obsolete after 2 years or a year. You know, I'm still clinging to my beeper. I don't want to give up the beeper. No one beeps it anymore.
You really have a beeper?
I have. I don't. I mean, it hasn't been used in many years, but I still have the beeper. That's the way my agents got in touch with me. They would beep me, and I'd have to find a phone because I didn't have a cell phone. So
and
they would,
I get a kerfuffle every time you say you talk about your mom calling. And, honey, pick up, pick up.
God, I just want to beat her. I want to club her like a baby seal. She will not get this through her. Mom, we don't have a machine anymore. I can't hear you when you say that. It's going to a voicemail in somewhere in Cincinnati that I have to pick up, Mom. I can't hear you when you say pick up. I know. All right, I know. Next call.
Honey.
Oh, I almost said my name.
Honey, pick up. Vera, pick up.
And I just went, you know, just say, whatever.
Right. And,
yes. Go ahead, darling.
You know, you just forget these things. Yes. Speaking of forgetting, okay. You know, this is an inside joke that we're both getting a good kerfuffle out of. But seriously, before we forget.
Yeah, well, I already forgot.
Right, exactly. Before the time gets away from us, today's a very special day in addition to being Black Friday.
Yes, it's one
you know
day.
What today is.
It's one day before Digger and T. Wiggles leave.
Well,
it's a very
no, special. They're not leaving till Sunday. This is Friday, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shit. He's forgotten how many days there are in a week.
More, okay. No, so why is this special?
You don't remember.
Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Special.
What if I told you that today is November the 23rd?
Oh, my God. It's somebody else's very special's birthday, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Oh, my God.
You are in so much
trouble. My God,
trouble.
I forgot, and I didn't get him anything.
You know what you could do?
What?
You could take $1,000 off that total.
Well, I could go. That would be a great present. Give,
hey, $1,000. How many times do you get $1,000 present?
Wow. That's. I'll tell him. He's at the car wash today, but I'll tell him.
Well, of course he is. It's Black Friday.
It
so.
Is.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're talking, of course, about my conscience. And if you haven't heard my show, he's a very important part of my show. And it is his birthday today.
Right. Exactly.
Son of a
so,
bitch.
Do you remember, for folks that don't remember, how did the 23rd of November, how did you decide that was Conscience's birthday, the day he was born?
Well, what we determined was is that I got my conscience, I think it was I was about 11 years old, and
okay.
there was a particular event when I remembered right from wrong. I remember, and unfortunately, I'm sure he would know. But
but you don't fucking remember what it was.
I don't have foggiest fucking idea what it was. But that was there was a determination. Now, it was also really good because it was. It are we out of time yet?
No.
Oh shit! No. The music isn't playing.
No.
God damn it! Well, yeah. It would be better probably if we talked to him about it later. When
well,
you know,
right. Why don't I tell you what? We'll save this for your because I'm sure you're doing a show. You're welcome. I'm sure you're doing a show. Now this is a good question.
Oh.
Do you plan on doing the day after Thanksgiving show with Digger and Two Wiggles there?
I have thought very much about doing that, and it may indeed come to pass. It's going to depend upon what we plan to do with our days.
Okay.
But I think that would be a really...
Because that's usually a Gucci-palooza.
Yes, it is a Gucci-palooza. So,
but surely you could lock them out.
Please don't call me Shirley. Lock them out where? Oh, to do the Gucci-palooza, you said?
Yes.
No, I could. We couldn't. We couldn't do that. Maybe, although it'd be kind of funny to hear the screaming in the background.
I think it would be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know.
Just tell them to go have sex. You'll have a good 2 minutes of show without them. And, you know.
And keep Howard out of
and
the room.
And, you know, 28 minutes of Digger going, sex.
Sex. I really don't like it unless you lay completely still.
Yeah, right. And here, not, I'm gonna put some ice on you.
Yes, to make you nice and
cold.
I'm gonna
ice you down.
And
okay.
then a little tag on your toe.
Yeah, lovely. And here, a little makeup now. Okay, and what are those? What were those screw things he used to talk about sticking in their? In
oh
their
my God! Well, I
butts.
They're
I don't remember what it's called.
They were caught.
I don't know.
Yeah, after Thanksgiving, you want to talk about that stuff?
Should yeah, I know.
You've never now, had any class, Fatty.
No, of course not. Uh-huh. So, are you going to make, by the way, are you going to make them take you to the bowling alley or anything while they're there?
No, but we thought probably, we don't know for sure, but trying to think of what, we wanted to go to Adagio. On one of the nights that they're here, which is this wonderful restaurant. I've talked about it on my show, but I haven't talked to them a lot. Oh, dear Gussie.
Dear Gussie, indeed. You heard the music yourself, didn't you?
I felt it in my body.
Exactly. Y'all, we still are not finished talking, and plus I'm still in Atlanta until Monday. So, Vera, will you come back on Monday's little show help me... fill 20 minutes?
I would absolutely feel honored to do that.
Okay, and until Monday, they can listen to your show, and where can they do that?
They can find me and Conscience, he'll explain it all, on VeraSpeaks.com.
That's lovely, and y'all have a great weekend. Terminally Single Tim, have a great birthday on Sunday, and...
The woman that's a legend for Black Friday.
Oh, yes, Vera is a legend for Black Friday.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.